know it's cloudy in heaven tonight. I know it's cloudy in heaven tonight. I know it's cloudy in heaven tonight. I know it's crowded in heaven tonight. My grandpa always had the worst posture, and he's still been over backwards for us. If he could see my lack of work ethic now, he would probably say I'm asking for it. The angels came to take him out of Orange County to finally tell him that his battle's over. Well, I'm convinced that not every last goodbye that we have has to be a tragic moment. Now that we're older, no one's here to lift the casket for us. No one's here to tell us how to hold it. It's just a balancing act between the sadness we have and the amount that we keep at our shoulders. Me and all my little cousins broke down after the mass was over, standing at the altar. I'm just thankful that we had them always. I'm just thankful that we got to know them. Me and my crazy grandpa followed that roadmap down the entire East Coast. I slept like a child, my head against the seatbelt, knowing when I woke up we'd finally be close enough to Virginia, where I figured was my promised land, and in the winter must be where all of the green goes. My grandpa said the rosary and talked about the traffic on the radio that day and how it seemed slow. I don't pretend to know the steps that we walk, but we all have someone special we've lost, and we never look ahead anymore, instead we just mourn. So can we just mourn?
Let's mourn all the time we've killed in an old cafe where it's always pouring rain against the window. I can hardly talk the way we always used to, so I just get over it and follow the breadcrumbs home again. I know that they might leave me off somewhere different this time around. It's all I've got, just a little bit of light left for the unlit road.
I've always had the worst posture, and I know where I got it from. My mom's side always had a lot of fighting Irish stories and a whole lot of forgotten ones. When the devils finally take me out of Orange County, they'll have to drag me out of it. They'll find me with my hands in my pockets, walking down the highway, just wandering around again. Cause dying isn't like the movies, it isn't a decision where the body disappears and something physical you witness, where the person that you love goes into critical condition and the local priest shows up to give him his confession just in time. Nah, you don't get that. Instead, you get a whole bunch of mishaps, a whole bunch of I wish I did this or did that or said this or hugged him harder on his deathbed. My grandpa John was a printer, he was born with ink on his hands. So given the chance, when I write now I watch the ink spill on the page. And if I'm thinking of him, it's like I'm bringing him back wherever he's been. I wish that I could listen again through every trip or event. He drove me to visit Anne, he left big shoes that I hope I can fit in the end and be just like him and die with ink on my hands. No, when I die, I wanna die with blood on my hands and the blood it'll be yours, Grandpa. Cause these days we never look ahead when we talk, instead we just mourn. So once again, can we just mourn?
Let's mourn all the time we've killed in an old cafe where it's always pouring rain against the window. I can hardly talk the way we always used to, so I just get that they might leave me off somewhere different this time around. It's all I've got, just a little bit of light left for the unlit road.
I know it's cloudy in heaven tonight. 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 I know it's crowded in heaven tonight, but can you let my grandpa in? I know it's crowded in heaven tonight, but can you let my grandpa in? I know it's crowded in heaven tonight, but can you let my grandpa in? I know it's crowded in heaven tonight, but can you let my grandpa in? I know it's crowded in heaven tonight.